guess, which three letters of the alphabet make everything in the world move?
I'm not sure. Which ones?
NRG. Ah. Hello and welcome to A to Z Podcast. I'm Annika Fisk and we're here with my co-host Vico. That joke was fitting as today on A to Z Podcast, we are having a discussion with Chris Romano, an expert on nuclear energy from Lafayette College.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Today we want to discuss the nuclear disaster that occurred in Fukushima, Japan in 2011. Before we talk about what went wrong, could you give us an overview on how nuclear energy works?
Yes, of course. The production of nuclear energy relies heavily on a process called nuclear fission.
And what is nuclear fission?
Nuclear fission is the splitting of a larger atom, usually uranium, to produce two smaller atoms and release energy, as the smaller atoms don't need to expend as much energy to hold themselves together as the larger atom does. Then, this extra energy is used to generate heat that boils water inside a reactor, which in turn powers a turbine to produce electricity. So, nuclear energy is essentially produced by a series of interconnected reactions.
Wow, that sounds really involved and interesting. Now that we know how it works, we wanted to hear your take on the accident in Japan. Could you tell us what went wrong in the facility in Fukushima?
Certainly. What happened was truly a tragedy. But the people in charge can't be entirely blamed for the disaster. Natural disasters such as the earthquake and tsunami are very hard to predict. It's difficult to set up precautions that can hold up against these events. These natural disasters caused safety measures to fail within the facility and led to the totality of the tragedy as a whole.
How do you justify continued use of nuclear energy after a tragedy like this? I mean, aside from the damage imposed to Japan's infrastructure from the magnitude 9 earthquake, about 300 tons of radioactive water continues to leak into the Pacific Ocean every single day as a result of Fukushima.
Yes, and it has been reported that Fukushima was only able to withstand a tsunami that was significantly smaller than the one that occurred on that tragic day. I just don't see how you continue to justify nuclear energy. There were over 15,000 deaths associated with nuclear disaster alone, not to mention the immeasurable amount of both radioactive and emotional damage inflicted on Japan.
Look, you guys, I certainly understand where you're coming from. Obviously, what happened was a tragedy, but I do continue to defend nuclear energy because, for starters, nuclear energy is more cost-effective compared to other forms of energy. Once the plant itself is constructed, there is little extra cost associated with production. It is also extremely clean. You have many other forms of energy pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, but with nuclear energy, all it releases is water vapor. And, as an added measure of safety, several nuclear reactors in Japan remain closed until guaranteed safety can be ensured for all users and producers of nuclear energy.
Well, what about the other waste associated with nuclear energy?
That's right. All of the waste produced is just sitting at the sites of production. No one is doing anything to get rid of it safely, and there are no plans to construct a better way to store it.
Well, I'm happy to report that our teams of scientists and engineers are working on ways to consolidate nuclear waste and are finding new ways to dispose of it effectively and safely so that problems associated with storing nuclear waste can be minimized within the coming years. Additionally, with the construction of more and more plants containing waste safely, nuclear energy is definitely becoming more and more available to many more people.
This topic of availability is very interesting, but should nuclear energy become more available after witnessing the disaster in Japan?
Well, in my opinion, for two reasons it should. The first reason it should become more available is that because it is cheaper to produce than other forms of energy, it is consequently cheaper for consumers to buy and use in their homes and businesses. Therefore, the increased availability of nuclear energy allows for more economic freedom for all, which, in this day and age, is extremely important. The second reason it should become more available is because it is more environmentally safe than other forms of energy production, because little to no carbon dioxide is emitted into the atmosphere during its production. And, so long as waste is stored properly, there is little concern to be had.
Definitely there is a lot to talk about and much more to debate in terms of nuclear energy. Thanks to our expert for helping us in our discussion.
Thanks for having me. It's been my pleasure.
We shall end on this positive note. Be sure to tune in next time when we have another expert to discuss this similar topic. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, #AlphabetSoup, and like us on Facebook to learn more about all of our explorations in science and technology. See you soon, and always remember this. This was your show, Education and Entertainment from A to Z Podcast.